Vermont's Town Meeting Day is about a month away, and throughout February, VPR's Public Post reporter Amy Noyes is reporting on topics on town meeting warnings around the state. This week, she looks at an effort to reduce dependence on fossil fuels.
About 40 towns around Vermont will consider the non-binding resolution to reduce Vermonters' dependence on fossil fuels. It's part of an effort by the climate justice group 350 Vermont to send a message to state lawmakers. Jael Palskamp is spearheading the effort. She says the state isn't on pace to achieve its goal of reaching 90% renewable energy by 2050.
If we were to be meeting those goals, we would have a lot more renewable energy infrastructure in Vermont by now, and so we're really behind.
I met up with Palskamp at the Post Office Cafe in the central Vermont town of Worcester, where she lives and farms. As a farmer, she says she understands what it's like to be dependent on fossil fuels.
There are a lot of people who make their living, I'm one of them, by using a lot of fossil fuels. You know, excavators, I'm a farmer, I drive a tractor. But I'm also for starting the transition to get us away from fossil fuels.
The resolution won't look exactly the same in every town. All towns are including the first part, which urges the state to take action to reach its renewable energy goals and to stop fossil fuel infrastructure projects, such as gas pipelines. And Palskamp says there's a second optional portion of the resolution that local volunteers could customize for their town.
You know, solar panels on the school roof or the town hall or weatherizing the town buildings, so they could add anything they chose.
Worcester's only taking up the first part of the resolution, but Palskamp says other towns have added local goals. Annie DeLevo heads up the citizen environmental group Earth Matters in Manchester. Her group is working with volunteers and select boards to get the resolution on the ballot in 8 towns in the southwestern part of the state. She says those resolutions include encouraging the weatherization of town and school buildings.
Some places in Vermont, the resolution included green transportation, and we would have liked to have done that, but most of the select boards decided that that might be one step too many, so we tried to keep it moderate so that we would appeal to most people and get the major things through.
The resolutions are advisory. They don't bind towns to taking specific actions, but Palskamp says she hopes the local discussions will send a message to the state. And she says the resolutions will jumpstart conversations on the local level. Even before town meeting day, those conversations have already started as volunteers like DeLevo meet with select boards and canvass for signatures. Some town select boards agreed to put the resolution on the warning. In other towns, volunteers had to gather signatures from at least 5% of the voters. And DeLevo says, in Manchester, the message has been well received so far.
There were very, very few people who refused to sign. I think I could probably count them on one hand.
And Palskamp says passing the resolution on town meeting day is just the first step for towns committed to the cause.
It's not a done deal. Once it passes in the towns on town meeting day, then there's a lot more to do. Meeting with energy committees, creating an enhanced energy plan. For those towns that don't have energy committees, they should form one. And so it's a process.
And Palskamp says the process will start all over again next year when 350 Vermont plans to get the resolution on the warning in even more towns. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.